53 degrees at 8:55 as we glance at the markets here this morning. Red on the grains, green so far on the livestock. To talk about it some more, Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joins us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yep, price is mildly defensive this morning as we prepare to make a midweek decision on direction. We're still trading in last week's trading range for the grains, but I think today's kind of a pivotal day. Current price action shows May corn down about 3 cents at 3.79 1/4. We've got July corn down 3 1/4 at 3.84, and new crop December 3.91 1/4 down 3 1/4. Looking at the soybeans, May beans down 5 1/4 at 10.12 1/2. July beans down 6 at 10.21 1/4, and new crop November $10 even down 9. Looking at the wheat market, Chicago wheat for May 4.76 down 3 1/4. New crop July 4.85 1/4 down 2 1/4 or 2 1/2. I'm sorry. Kansas City wheat down 2 1/2 as well at 4.63 3/4 basis the May. July wheat 4.76 1/2 down 1 1/2. Minneapolis wheat showing a little bit of a positive action. May is 5.36 up 2. And as you say, we've got the hogs up a little bit and cattle up as well. Broad strokes, we've got crude up 75 cents, and the dollar is down about 15, but not a major feature. News appears to be thinning out a little here in midweek, but ideas that Brazil may be importing U.S. corn continues to be an underpinning influence. An interesting dynamic to keep in mind is that when the global exporter like Brazil turns importer, it is like changing the flow of a river. As we saw in Russia and the Ukraine in wheat several years ago, it could take a couple of years to mitigate that situation. Weather seems to be a major feature as planting progress appears to be slowing considerably. On the subject of weather, we're entertaining ideas that weather observations may be migrating from cycles rather than to patterns, just trying to elongate our view just a bit. Open interest numbers suggest additional short covering in corn took place yesterday to the tune of about 24,000 contracts, but there's still a lot more potential there. Soybean open interest was down about 15,000 contracts, but option open interest increased to almost 35,000. So increased volatility appears to be reflecting a a migration from futures to options positions in general. This is a philosophy that we have been actively engaging in-house for the last several weeks. Wheat open interest was down a little more than 4,000 contracts, which appears to be continued short covering. The market stopped advancing yesterday as values met the 200-day moving average. Overnight, we did take out yesterday's high, but have since retreated. The dollar is a touch weaker, so we'll see if we can't find a little bit of recovery in the wheat market later on today. Fed speak, no interest rate hikes changes are expected today after the FOMC meeting. Attention to comments and rhetoric is to be expected as we evaluate the likelihood of additional interest rates hikes later on through the course of the year. We hope everybody has a safe and fruitful day. Thanks, Brian, and have a good one.
All right, Bill, have a great Wednesday.
You bet.
Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana this morning. Thanks to Bill. And if you value the information you get from Bill and all of our other great analysts here at WILL, show your support right now, 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org, whether that's a one-time gift or a sustaining contribution at $5, $6, $10 per month, whatever you can afford. We would really appreciate it. Help makes our ag programming possible here at WILL. Cooler temperatures today, cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon, and a high of 66 degrees with east winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms this evening, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. The low 55 degrees, east winds 5 to 15. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, a chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms, the high 71 degrees. No rain in the forecast for Friday, partly sunny with a high of 67, but as Drew told us a few minutes ago, it will be a brief break with rain expected back in for Saturday and a high of 65 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. All of our programming for Ag Online and WillAg.org.